Thank you, Ken. So my wife, June Hardy, first of all, I want to say to Lisa that fall was her favorite time of year. And last year, she died in October. She had been sick for 9 months, and I was desperate to get her to a fall colors, you know, take her driving around to see fall colors. She loves the mountains of North Carolina. And on a Tuesday afternoon, we left to go to Lake Lure, which is the closest area, which would be like, you know, mountains and fall. The traffic was so bad on 45, and getting on 85 was so gnarly that I couldn't even try it. So I turned around and went through Steel Creek, the back roads of Steel Creek. Flying, I had to put something there. I've almost got it memorized, but we'll see. I took her on a trip through Steel Creek, and she so loved the fall leaves and the color, and it just elated her. And I never left her side the whole time I was taking care of her, and that became a famous note among her, the employees that she worked with, is that I've never left her side. And she was my hero. When she passed, I don't like Facebook, because everybody knows what happens at Facebook. You know what I mean? Everybody sees it. I don't like that. But when she passed, Messenger, my app on my phone, Messenger, which is a Facebook thing, people kept messaging me through Messenger about June. And, you know. So one morning, I said, okay, heck, it's Saturday. I'm going to do a post on Facebook about June. And I put up something about June, about how I know she's in heaven, and she's probably going to forget about me because of all the activity up there, but I'm going to find her, daggone it, and when I find her, I'm going to write all kinds of music for her, and we're going to conduct that orchestra in heaven. So I put the post out, and within an hour, 110 people responded, and you know what they said? And this is something June never talked about. She was the labor delivery nurse. She never talked about work with me. Now, if you were pregnant or had a child in your life, and you got with June and you said, I want to talk about my labor, she would patiently listen to you, always. She was always engaged in that, but never to me. And people would say to me, through Facebook, we were in labor, we went to the hospital, and we were in trouble, and there was all kinds of stuff going on with our body, my body, and June would walk in the room, and it would just like, calm would invade the room. And she would say, it's going to be okay. And it always was okay. It's always okay with her. It was always okay. Even a guy invited me one night in the summertime to go to his brother's house to play music with a bunch of musicians and bring my cello. I didn't want to bring my cello. I didn't feel like it, so I didn't bring it. So I started visiting with the guy's wife, who I'd met twice. Her name is Marta. I only met her twice. And talked to her twice, but I don't know her. And I was telling her the Facebook story, and she said, that was me. We went to the hospital with trouble in our pregnancy, and your wife walked in the room, it's like a light came on. And she just said, it's going to be okay, and it was okay. You might be wondering why I'm going to play the Godfather. Because when I met June, she was a Yankee. I mean, that's not personal. I mean, there's a lot of Yankees here, I know. But I'm just saying she was from New Jersey, a New Jersey girl, and a New Jersey Italian girl. Now, the father was Norwegian, but he doesn't count. Because the mother is Sicilian from the Bronx, and she was a force in that family and cooked Italian food for her children every day and meat and potatoes for the guy and just go watch TV, she told him. When I met June and we got married, we were married for 40 years and we were together for 45, I said to her, honey, I'm a southern boy. I like rice and gravy and collard greens and fried okra and fried squash and biscuits and cornbread and country style steak and fried chicken and pork chops and all that. But you can't, you're a New Jersey girl. And I can't teach you how to cook Southern, so don't worry about it. If I need it, I'll find it. And of course, it's getting harder to find in the Southern area. But you know what? She took me to New Jersey when I was 17 years old. I was 17 when I met her. She was my best friend. And at 17, she took me to New Jersey in October to her sister's wedding. And she introduced me to all these Italian people and Italian pizza, New York-style pizza. My mother, bless her heart, made Chef Boyardee pizza and put cheddar cheese on top, which ain't pizza. But I had Italian pizza like this, like a big slice of pizza, and a salad and a piece of Italian bread, and yeah. And so a year ago, I was on South Boulevard. I went to an Italian restaurant called 500 Degrees Pizza. And I got a slice of pizza, the same thing, New York style pizza, with a salad and Italian bread. And it did the same thing in my heart as my Southern cooking does. I just thought about, it reminds me of June and her family. It reminds me so much of her. And it's just the same feeling of romance in my heart as I have romantic notions about the way I was raised. So I'm gonna play themes from The Godfather. By the way, her grandfather died working on a car because it blew up, and that was the mob. Cars don't blow up when you work on them, do they, John? No, they don't blow up when you work on cars. They don't blow up, but they blew up on him. They're connected. I feel nervous. I never am nervous when I play, but I feel nervous. I got so cold back there, I started shivering, so I went and stood in the sun. So.
You're surrounded, buddy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. We got
you. Dude, you are loved and surrounded.
Thank you.